كتاب الأمور المنهي عنها. There is the kitab in which all those matters are discussed which we are forbidden from, which we should not do, we should not go near to. Here is an interesting point to understand how to understand, to get the proper understanding of deen. This is kitabul umur, umur matters, different matters which we have been forbidden from. So this is the plural umur. The singular of it is amar, alif, mim and ra. Similarly, amar also comes for a command, and the plural of command is awamir, not umur. So these basic things, if a person does not understand, like modernist Salafis who say you must ask yourself, you don't have to follow the ulama, and you don't have to ask the ulama, they will make a mistake right at the beginning. Like if we give directions to somebody to go out of Azad, well, we say go out of the masjid parking and turn right and then turn left again. Now if that person right at the start turns left instead of right, and when he comes to the T crossing on the Renfanting Road, there instead of turning left, and he turns right, he turns left, he'll go in his complete opposite direction. Therefore, people without even this basic knowledge and want to understand deen on their own and not ask the ulama, not take directions from ulama, they will go in the complete opposite direction. The first thing of which we are forbidden from, which is discussed here, بَابُ تَحْرِيمِ الْغِيبَةِ وَالْأَمْرِ بِحِفْزِ اللِّسَانِ. The command that the ghibat, backbiting, is haram, and that we should control the command, that we should control our tongue. Especially ghibat we must stay away from, and the control of the tongue is extremely important. Allah Ta'ala says, قال الله تعالى وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, and do not backbite of one another. That yeah, one another. This also happens when you backbite about somebody, somebody backbites about you. And then this whole thing just goes viral. And everyone is backbiting about one another, which unfortunately is very common right in our families also. About family people we backbite. Every group of their own specie, they backbite about one another. It has so much so unfortunately that even in ulama circles they will backbite about other ulama. This is a very, very serious matter. Allah says, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. What? Is there anyone amongst you who would like to eat, who would enjoy the dead meat of his fellow brother? Who will eat his fellow brother? And that also when he is dead. This is how backbiting is. You are actually eating the meat of your fellow brother. فَكَرِحْتُمُوهُ. No, you will never like it. Allah says, you will hate it. Like that backbiting, you should hate even more. It is worse than eating the dead flesh of your brother. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah Ta'ala. Do not disobey Allah. Allah has given you a command by which you in your circles will live very happily and amicably. And when you backbite, then you are destroying your good deeds also, and you are making yourself miserable. Though you're thinking by backbiting, you enjoying yourselves, laughing at that person. But the end result is you become more and more miserable and despondent. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. And then there is great and exhortation at the end that remember Allah is the one to forgive. So if you have made mistakes in this matter, then turn to Allah. Ask Him for forgiveness. Make tawbah. And tawbah really means not to go back to that sin. Stop from your backbiting. And Allah is most merciful also. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayh was a contemporary of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. He says that I found that Imam Abu Hanifa was the most furthest from backbiting. He would never ever backbite, never would he allow it in any of his majlis. If anyone would start backbiting about somebody, he would stop him there and then. But very sadly, how many people speak so evil about Imam Abu Hanifa? And this backbiting, there are digging their own grave only. They are causing their destruction. And to backbite about any person is very, very bad. And to backbite about ulama and such a great alim. But these people unfortunately don't realize that if they have any good deeds, that also they transferring to Imam Sahib's account. And in fact, in the lifetime of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, there was a person who used to speak very bad and ill about him. So regularly he sent trays of sweetmeats, of mitai, jalebi, etc. to that person. Then he realized and he stopped backbiting. Imam Abu Hanifa also stopped sending the sweetmeats. So he said, when I was your enemy and spoke bad about you, regularly you sent sweetmeats to me. Now when I became your friend and admirer, now you don't send any more sweetmeats. He said, as long as you are backbiting, you are making my status higher. You are transferring your good deeds to my account. So I was just repaying you. Now you no more doing that. So for what should I pay you? So backbiting is a terrible disease which we should save ourselves from. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. And do not speak a word of that which you do not know. There is also a very common weakness amongst us which we must try and remedy. Any rumor just goes around, and we also spread that rumor. And we haven't verified whether that actual thing is true or not. Even like, for example, we hear somebody, we get a message, somebody has passed away. Before we pass the message on, verify. Make sure that that person has passed away. Otherwise, by mistake, sometimes wrong news is given. And we become an aid in pushing that wrong news around. So whatever we hear about, until you are not sure what it is, do not speak about it. Keep quiet. Inna sam'a wal basar wal fawad. Remember that undoubtedly your ears, your eyes, and your heart, kullu ulaika kana anhu mas'ula, each one of these you will be questioned about them. Whatever you thought also, just a thought comes, you are not responsible. But a thought that you harbor in your heart and you think about this person, is somebody just said he did this or something about him, and now you have bad ideas, and you will be questioned about that. About your eyes, what you wear and what you look at. About your ears, what you hear, etc. All these things a person will be questioned about. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. A person doesn't utter a word, an alphabet doesn't come out, but there is a sentinel, a guard, to record it immediately, the kiram and katibin. They are there to record it, and they are present all the time. Wherever you can speak under the blanket also, they are recording you. And wherever you are, you are being recorded all the time. And this is recorded, and it will be presented in front of you on the day of Qiyamah. And then you will see what utterances you made, how you swore, how bad language you used, how you accused. All these things you will have to answer for, all of that. اعلم أنه ينبغي لكل مكلف أن يحفظ لسانه عن جميع الكلام. It is important that every person should safeguard his tongue from every type of speech. You must be very careful before you open your mouth. Make sure that what you are going to say is something right, is something necessary. إلا كلاما زهرت فيه المصلحة. Only that speech in which there is goodness, speak that. Otherwise, don't just open your mouth and speak all the time. Unfortunately, in our society, a person who blabbers all the time is good company. And a person who keeps quiet is a bore. We don't want him in our company. We want that one at a braai who is talking all the time and who is making jokes, and at the cost of anyone's respect and izzat or any rubbish he's speaking. But as long as a person just blabbers, that is a good person. And a person who keeps quiet is a bore. We don't want him near us. وَمَتَسْتَوَى الْكَلَامُ وَتَرْكُهُ فِي الْمَصْلِحَةِ. And when a person should think that he speaks, when he talks what he's going to talk, there is maslihat, there is goodness in it, and And if he doesn't speak, it is also equal. In other words, somebody asked a question. Now think, should I answer it? Somebody else gave the answer, so you don't have to speak. At such a time when you're speaking and you're not speaking, both are equal. فَسُنَّةُ الْإِمْسَاكُ عَنْهُ. The sunnah is then, don't speak at that time. But we must add our last point. We have to add our salt to everything. We can't keep quiet. If we keep quiet, then we are stupid. So we must say whatever it is, and whether we verify, don't verify, but we give our opinion. So much so this disease has gone, that in the matters of deen also, we all want to give our own opinions. Whatever matter comes, my opinion is this. As if deen is based on our opinions. A person should shut up at such times. It's not right for him to speak at all. لأنه قد ينجر الكلام المباح إلى حرام أو مكروه. Because even permissible talk stretches and goes to makruh talk and to haram talk. Just like, for example, which is very common, after Taraweeh people gather outside the masjid, make the small groups, and they just talking casually, how was it, how was the day today, etc. But inevitably they will start speaking about the Taraweeh. This imam made so many mistakes, that person read like this too slow, that one too fast. All this is ghibat that we are falling in, and ghibat of those who have read Quran Sharif for us, and we are making their ghibat now, and this is very common. وَذَٰلِكَ كَثِيرٌ فِي الْعَادَةِ. And this is abundant in the habits of people. وَالسَّلَامَةُ لَا يَعْدِلُهَا شَيْئًا. And to say, stay away from it. There is nothing that can be equal to that. So very fortunate is that person who has got control over his tongue. And he only speaks when it is absolutely necessary, and he verifies what he must say. But unfortunately, we the whole day, if we are quiet here, when we'll go home, how much we'll start speaking again? And what things don't we say to the wife, to the children, to the workers? How much wrong things don't we say? So this tongue is a great amanat, and we should respect and honor this amanat which Allah has given us, and we should use it in the right way. وآخر دعوانا.